you wake in a strange room. Your clothes are foreign, and the walls are covered in objects from a different world. You don't know where or when you are, or if you're still dreaming. There are footsteps in the hall. Jumping up, you race out of the room and into the streets. You have just entered the Twilight Histories.
Hi, I'm Jordan Harbour. Thank you for tuning in to the Twilight Histories. What you're about to hear is a bonus episode for Josh Hutchins' epic Romano-Saxon War. Usually we post our bonus shows in the Patreon area, but today we're posting it here for you on the podcast feed. Remember, you can pick up the book Romano-Saxon War on the website at twilighthistories.com. And now, on with the show.
Look, I'd feel a whole lot better if you didn't ask me so many questions, the man says, adjusting his stance against the ship's railing. It wasn't a question, it was a statement, bloke. All those years in Rome have messed with your grammar. The other person waves a hand at a man nearby, gesturing him back to his seat. I'm just saying, there are duties to be done on this ship besides stare at the horizon and fondle your sword. The man drops his hand to his side, which he had just been using to rub the pommel of his sword. What's your name again? Name's Glycerin. Captain Glycerin to you, love. Glycerin leans against the steering board of the back of the ship. Fine. Glycerin, Captain Glycerin. Don't test me. I'm here on a mission from your emperor. A mission from Rome. Glycerin wiggles his fingers around his head in a dismissive motion. Praxos, is it? The man nods. Very well, Praxos. You're a soldier. Soldiers are accustomed to doing menial tasks. Tasks which just need doing. I'm a soldier of Rome, yes. But I'm on this mission to guard the messenger. Never mind what my mission is. I'm not pulling any of your oars. I'm not pulling any rope. And I'm definitely not done staring at the horizon. Why are you so touchy about a message from Rome? Glycerin catches Praxos making quick glances at another soldier on board the ship. Praxos just stares, with the occasional sea spray splashing his gnarled fingers on the railing. The sun is low on the horizon. It will be dark in less than an hour. Come sit for a breath, Praxos. Staring at the horizon aboard a ship is bad news. It draws you in. Next thing you know, hours have passed you by. Glycerin slaps an empty seat with his leather shoe. I promise it don't smell so back here neither. Praxos softly snorts and sits as Glycerin asks. Listen, ever since you and those other two soldiers asked me to ferry you to the island of Britannia, I could tell something was going on beneath the surface. You all act like you're here just to deliver a message, but then you keep to yourselves. Quiet. It's like you're all carrying a secret. Each of you knows it. You just won't admit you know it. Praxos gives Glycerin a sideways look, holding his lips tight. Ah, just like that, though. You confirm everything I said. Just tell me. You'll be in Londonium early tomorrow morning. What's the harm in telling a lowly sailor? Praxos rubs at the stubble on his chin with one hand and fondles his sword with the other. Fine. He spins in his seat to face Glycerin and exhales heavily. This is only to remove the weight of it from my soul. If I tell you, it will be in total confidence. Glycerin holds a hand to his stomach and closes his eyes. I swear with my pirate's honor. Praxos flops his head to the side. I can't trust a pirate. Not so. You know, with my pirate's honor, I'll do whatever is good for me. Therefore, so long as what's good for you is also good for me, you have nothing to fear. I don't think that makes any sense whatsoever.
But at this point, I don't care. I must tell someone before it crushes me.
Craxos looks around the boat, trying to look nonchalant. Then he leans closer to Glycerin.
The Empire was withdrawing from Britannia.
He leans back, wringing his hands as if he just watched them. For his part, Glycerin seems to remain stoic, gazing forward and casually holding the steering board.
I see.
Well, why does it have you all in knots, bloke?
Why?
Glycerin hushes Praxis with his eyes.
Why? Because once we deliver the message, we are no longer welcome in Britannia. We must deliver the message and leave the island as quickly as possible. I must return to Rome.
Return for what? To tell Honorius how badly the Romans of Britannia took the message. Praxos shakes his head.
My family's in Rome.
Bloody hell! Didn't you say the Vandals were approaching Rome when you left?
No. I said they had the city nearly surrounded when I left. The Vandals have Rome under siege, or at least they did when I left.
Lysarin squints. Why the devil are you here then? You should have stayed with your family, or at least brought them with you.
Because I made a mistake. I should have done those things. I did not, however. Now I must deal with the result of my choice when I return to Rome.
The two men stare at the horizon together in silence.
Centurion, I would speak with you.
Praxos walks towards the front of the ship. He grips the railing and stares.
I have never seen fog this thick,
Praxos says.
I have. Near Transalpine Gaul. The fog is thick enough to drink.
Praxos rubs his chin stubble. The rhythmic thud of the oars in their locks seems stifled by the soupy mists.
What do you want of me?
He asks. The messenger leans in close to Praxos' ear.
I don't like you being so friendly with our boat, Captain.
Praxos leans away, furrowing his eyebrows.
Why? Do not question my orders, the man hisses. I didn't hear an order in there, sir.
It was implied,
the man huffs.
Glycerin, if that is his real name, is a pirate. I'm certain of it.
Pirate?
Yes.
The man places his hands on his hips.
We'd be doing the Empire service by arresting him.
He runs his tongue across his teeth.
If there is anything left for the Empire after this...
What do you mean?
Never mind that. Now, no matter what happens, I'm still your commander. I can't have you calling me Principian as if we're best of friends.
Didn't think I was.
Praxos squints.
Forget it, Centurion. You are dismissed. Go get some sleep. Just stay away from that pirate. In fact, send him up here. I wish to speak with him.
Praxos ambles to the rear of the ship where Glycerin stands at the helm.
He's watching us. Watching you.
Praxos whispers to him.
Who? What do you think?
Praxos looks at Glycerin.
He wants to talk to you, now.
Glycerin gestures to a man nearby, who then takes his position at the steering board. Keep us north, Glycerin says to him. Praxos gives a chuckle.
As if anyone could tell where north is in this fog.
Glycerin's eyes glint and he grins.
That's why you are no sailor, mate.
He starts for the front of the ship, but Praxos grabs his elbow.
He believes you are a pirate.
How does he know that?
He just... I thought you were joking. Are you a pirate?
Glycerin pulls his arm free and makes his way to Principium without answering.
Master Principium, Lysirin says with a smile and his arms outstretched. How may I be of service? Principium seems to sneer, as if he'd just inhaled some foul odor. Then he turns back to the front of the ship.
I'm concerned about these mists. How can you determine where the shores of Britannia lie?
Oh, don't worry about that. I've been sneaking around these shores for years. I can find the mouth of the Thames just by the sound of the waves. He steps closer. You know, it's not normal for a ship to carry a messenger without knowing the message.
Principium holds his hand over a leather pouch on his hip and wheels to glare at Glycerin.
I've already told you, this message is between the Emperor and the Governor of Britannia, not you.
He grits his teeth.
Ask me again and I'll have you flogged.
The boat jostles to port with a loud thump. Glycerin falls forward onto Principium, pushing him to the deck of the ship.
Get off me! Principium struggles to get out from underneath Glycerin.
Well, bugger me running. I'm sorry, Master Principium. Here, let me help you to your feet.
Glycerin pats at Principium's clothing, as if dusting him off.
I'm fine. Let me be,
Principium says, pushing Glycerin away.
What was that, anyway?
Probably just a sea monster. Check to see if we're edible.
Glycerin smiles.
Principium wrinkles his nose and glares. Get me to Londonium. I want to be away from you and the ship.
Glycerin bows and walks to the back of the boat.
A line in the water demarks the transition from the sea to the Thames River, dark blue to almost clear. And the clear water is accompanied by a sweet earthy smell. A stiff breeze, in concert with the current of the Thames, conspires to push the boat back into the channel. Only the relentless pounding of the oarsmen propels them ever forward.
The tide and the wind aren't doing us any favors, Lysirin says.
He's wearing a leather cap and drinking from a small clay bottle.
I had expected to be in the Dunium by now.
He holds his arms tightly across his chest, guarding against the chill.
My apologies, Master Principium. The god of the sea must not want us to arrive on time.
Keep your blasphemy behind your teeth, heathen.
Principium snaps. He turns to Glycerin.
The false gods of the north hold no power here in the Empire. You'll do well to remember that, he snorts.
You people out here in the provinces have an abundance of absurd notions about gods.
It's your low intelligence. No wonder we Romans rule over you.
Oh, that's very true, very true. Glycerin bumps his eyebrows up and holds out a scrap of paper to Principium. That reminds me, I stole this from you last night.
Principium's eyes flare, and he jerks his arm out to snatch the paper from him. But Glycerin pulls his hand back too fast.
Naughty boy,
Glycerin teases, holding the paper over the side of the ship.
Be a shame if my fingers were to slip.
That message is from the Emperor. You will give it back to me now.
It's not even sealed, Master Principium. How do we know it's really the words of Honorius?
You must have broken the seal, Principium says.
You and I both know that isn't true, mate.
Principium lunges again for Glycerin, but is brought up short by a sharp stick to the throat.
Nice try again, Glycerin says. I know it don't look like much, but I could bury the point in your neck far enough to kill you in moments.
Give it back, Principium hisses.
Why? You've already read it. Probably memorized the entire thing.
Principium pulls back and seems to relax. Then he spins, draws his sword, and slices Glycerin's stick just above his handhold. He points the dark blade at him.
Glycerin looks, wide-eyed, down at his hand, holding the stump of his stick now.
Give it back, heathen, or I'll cleave you in two.
What's happening?
This heathen, this pirate, our boat captain, has stolen the message from the Emperor.
Would you like to know what it says, Praxos?
Silence your tongue, heathen.
Glycerium drops the remainder of the stick and tosses the paper back to Principium.
It says not to come back.
Silence!
Principium brings his blade down to Glycerium's shoulder, just at the neck.
The steel reverberates so loud they can all feel it in the bones.
Praxos uses his blade to push Principium's away with the sound of metal on metal.
What are you doing, Centurion? I want to hear what the message says. It's not for you to know. Not until we deliver it to the Governor of Britannia.
Praxos relaxes his sword at his side.
Like Glycerium said, it's not even sealed. So what does it matter? Centurion, I order you to kill this heathen pirate. Remove his head from his neck and toss his corpse to the sea.
I don't think that's necessary,
Praxos says.
I agree,
Glycerium answers.
Nobody asked you,
Principium snorts.
Why does the Emperor say not to come back?
Principium huffs. He drops his sword back into its scabbard on his hip.
I'll speak no more of it. Once you deliver me to Londonium, I don't want to see you ever again, heathen. And as for you,
he glares at Praxos,
once I deliver this message to Britannia, your service to the Empire is complete. I'll have you locked away for your refusal to obey my orders.
He tilts his head back and looks at Praxos along his nose.
Enjoy your last moments of freedom, Centurion.
He stuffs the paper message back into the leather pouch at his side and returns to the front of the ship. The taut energy that had moments ago defined Praxos seems to melt away. He takes a deep breath and stows his sword. Glycerin sighs.
Look.
Praxos holds up an index finger, bows his head, and adjusts his belt.
I wasn't planning on going back anyway.
I'm sorry, bloke.
It just means I need a new plan.
Glycerin screws up his face.
You had a plan before.
Praxos shakes his head and takes another deep breath of the earthy sweet smell. The early morning chill is mostly gone now, melted away with the first rays of sunshine.
I had no plan.
Glycerin stands and holds out a hand to Praxos.
I have a plan for you, mate.
Praxos looks down at Glycerin's hand.
What? A pirate?
Tactical cargo transfer, that is.
I don't know anything about sailing.
I'll teach you. Once you're done in Londonium, slip away and hide in Camel Adunham. I'll meet you there with a ship and a crew. Just tell people you're from Camel Adunham. It'll be more believable.
Praxos turns to Glycerin.
My family is certainly dead.
Yes.
My home destroyed.
Yes, that too.
And my future as a Roman soldier is over.
Afraid so, mate.
He clasps Glycerin's hand firmly, pulling him close.
But I still have my wits.
He glares down into his eyes.
Do not betray me.
He lets him go.
I'll meet you in Camel Adunham.
You're never gonna regret this, mate.
I hope you enjoyed this bonus show for Romano-Saxon War by Josh Hutchins. If you did enjoy it, why not head on over to the website at twilighthistories.com and pick up the book? It looks great on the shelf, and I have to say, the cover looks pretty cool. You can find it at twilighthistories.com. And if you want to support the show, please click through to our Patreon area, where you'll find loads of additional content not available on the podcast feed. I'm Jordan Harbour. Until next time, take care.